Thank you, Martin. Now, we heard Bob Walker introducing the first edition and proposing to introduce the Bishop of Norwich. And when the Bishop came on, he talked about the grim conditions that Britain was experiencing in January 1979. And before anyone says, not much change there, I should remind you that this was the famous winter of discontent. There were strikes taking place, leading to all sorts of difficulties. Schools were closed, rubbish wasn't being collected and was piling up in the Norwich streets. A planned concert had to move from St Andrew's Hall to Norwich Cathedral because of the strikes. Other stories included a ship sinking in Great Yarmouth and the bad winter weather. But there was a glimmer of hope in the bad weather, at least for the birds. The Secretary of State declared an immediate end to the hunting season for wildfowl and waders. So the bad weather saved some lives, at least. A listener to the first edition and the current ones would notice many similarities. Information Desk was there, and Prince Charles was making speeches. On the other hand, we don't nowadays hear much about sponsored knits, and the news about Norwich City was different. It seems that rubbish wasn't only piling up in the street. Edition number one featured a report on Norwich versus Queen's Park Rangers, and the home team was described as the biggest load of rubbish ever seen. The first edition of Chatterbox went out on tape, and listeners were invited to record messages to Chatterbox on the tape. I don't know how many people ever used that facility, but I'm afraid it's one area in which Chatterbox has gone downhill. We no longer invite anyone to record messages on their USB sticks. But of course you can always phone us on 01603 765 365.